Good to have Andrew Shaw, two-time Stanley Cup winner, with the conversation this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorpe, competitive sports, stressed-out parents. And I was recently in Canadian Tire. I think this is how the conversation started this morning. Andrew and Julie, I was in Canadian Tire kind of goofing around on a Saturday, and then I went over to the skate department, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Skates, $1,200 to $1,400. My kids are older now. I'm out of the loop. And I couldn't believe the cost of skates. And I said to one of the dads looking at the skates with his young one, he says, is this the going price now? And he said, yeah. But there were the $199 skates or the $200, but the pressure on the parent, if your kid's a pretty good hockey player, you're going to buy the more expensive, or at least you're inclined to. And that's where we're at this morning, Julie.
Yeah, and parents spend a lot of money. It's a huge investment, and it's because it's this mix of identity and investment. So, you know, Andrew can speak about this, but parents pour money, time, energy into their kids' sports. You know, I grew up, and when I was raising my kids, they also were into a lot of sports, and my daughter played hockey in Kingston, and even then, it's a lot of travel and a lot of stress. It's even increasing since that time, you know, so there's these unspoken expectations on parents, and then that social comparison, it happens. And you're talking about skate, Sean, but it's across every level, seeing what other families are doing, and suddenly hockey or soccer is not just fun anymore, and it's stressful as parents try to keep up.
Well, I have a question for Andrew, because you have seen this firsthand. So Andrew, how different is this energy now compared to when you were growing up?
I find the energy.
You just got to get right into that mic, Andrew. Sorry about that today.
I find the energy has changed in a negative way, I find. When I was a kid, parents didn't care if their kids were in the top-of-the-line gear. They just wanted to make sure they had the equipment they needed to go out and play the game that they love. And now you see parents, you know, taking out second mortgages just to buy equipment, sticks, skates, helmets. It's all super expensive. But when I was a kid, we had a little bit of a better community where people would help each other out. You know, my mom and dad were friends with Ike Christopher, who owned Four Seasons Sports. And he understood, with my family having three kids playing AAA hockey and my sister competing in figure skating, it was expensive, you know, not just the time, the money putting into it. So he was really good to my family. He helped us, you know, find used equipment whenever we could. And it's communities like that that, you know, keep the hockey community strong and together.
Yeah, it's a special community, but I mean, I'm glad you're here, and Dr. Julie Galthorpe, where we're addressing this today. I my own thoughts, it's out of control, and there's so much pressure on families. I don't know how they do it. And you said second mortgages. I saw something a couple of weeks ago where there's actually banks now will loan families money if their kids are playing elite hockey, AAA, on a traveling team. And now with the open borders, some families are even traveling further. You could have a kid in Belleville or Trenton playing for a Kingston team. You could have a kid in Medoc playing for a team in Oshawa or the GTA. Is that fair?
It's fair. It happens. Parents are crazy. I mean, my parents wouldn't have had the time to be able to drive those extra, you know, 30, 40 minutes for practices three, four times a week. So it's
so is it the almighty dream of the dollar, the big dollar in the showbiz? Is that what it is?
Well, if that's what parents are doing, I suggest to stop it, because less than 1% of kids make pro hockey. I think they just need to be playing hockey to create friends and memories and, you know, learning how to work with a group instead of pressuring your kid to make the NHL.
You want to add to that, Julie?
Well, I think this is what all the research is talking about in terms of that stress level that people are managing, you know, in terms of emotional investment. That's another piece of it. There's the financial investment. There's emotional investment. There's the investment in time. And the stuff that Andrew just pointed out is absolutely true. There are so many positives that come from competitive sports as well. It's really protected time with your family if you're driving different places. And for many people I work with, it's a divide and conquer kind of attitude. So, you know, if you've got a couple of kids, parents are dividing that time. But it is an opportunity for, you know, kids to meet a different group of friends. It's a healthy group of people often that you're surrounding your kids with. So it's, again, like most things, it's not all good or all bad. But when we're talking about loans and, you know, traveling across Ontario for like a Wednesday night practice, that is stressful. So parents become stretched thin with time, energy, exhaustion. That leads to parents being irritable, angry at coaches, you know, for different things. And families just start running on autopilot. So, you know, the things that we say are important, like family time, meal time together, that stuff gets lost. So during that time, if you're going to manage that stress, you have to keep that communication open and clear. And the other thing with in families, sometimes we have one parent who's really wanting this competitive sport. And then the other parent's like, this is like way out of control. So you have to make sure as a family, you're all on the same page with this as well.
Andrew, what's the cost now? You're right in the loop since you gave retired from the NHL. Well, what's the cost for a family with a kid that's playing AAA?
I'll just use an example. I'm coaching the U9 Bearcats this year, and we just had our team meeting, and it's $1,600 per kid up front. That just is for ice times and referees. On top of that will be gas money, travel expenses to tournaments for hotel stays, food on the road. I would say you're going to be spending, with equipment as well, you're probably going to be over $5,000 a year come the end of the season.
So it's not cheap. There's the numbers that, and that maybe not even at the AAA.
No, that's just
for
that
the guys,
a younger
are,
level for
yeah.
girls hockey. When you get up in the AAA, it gets to more. You're in, you know, five tournaments a year. You're easily spending $1,500, $2,000 that weekend with hotels.
Is it the scenario where the old man is seeing or the mom is seeing hockey with their kid through their lens where they're hoping for the best? Do you think that that plays into it?
I do. I think parents try to live through their kids, especially in sports. But you watch the parents put the time and effort in, and then they go to the rink and they see their kid not giving everything they have, and that can be very frustrating for a parent. You know, all the time and effort you're putting in, you're giving up. Like, I look back, and my parents gave up their entire, a lot of their life to us. You know, they were going to the rink or going to work 40, 50 hours a week, coming home, making dinner, heading to the rink every day. So as a kid, I wanted to give my parents my full effort out there. I enjoyed doing it. But now with the pressures of being on the ice six times a week, you know, with a lot of teams, kids lose their passion for the game. They lose that work ethic. They're not having as much fun, and that can frustrate a lot of parents.
Go ahead, Julie. Yep.
So I just like had one question that maybe Andrew can weigh in on. So there's been some research that have come out that often, you know, kids, so they're in these competitive sports, but then by the time they hit 13, they're pretty burned out. So you get a dropping out of the sport at that point where parents have invested all this time and energy, but it's kind of that next level. Perhaps it becomes more competitive. Perhaps kids have more on the go at that time as well, just academically. Perhaps they have to choose a sport, which I think in terms of being involved in girls' sports, I saw that happen quite often. So your thoughts on that?
Well, I think with the crazy schedule that we have now with youth sports, the frustration and the friction it causes between parents, you know, they're working, they're exhausted, they're coming home and, you know, having maybe 30, 40 minutes to collect their things to get out to the rink or to the soccer field. And then that creates friction between parents and kids as well. And you can see a lot of families being torn apart because kids aren't wanting to play hockey or sports anymore, and their parents are trying to pressure them into playing it. You know, it's hard to see because you don't want to see the family values.
And what else? I mean, schooling starts to drop off. There's so many different scenarios. I don't want to sound like a old grump, but you see it. I know this.
Well, I'll use it like my life as an example. When I was a kid, my parents never let me play summer hockey or spring hockey.
Yeah.
I was always playing other sports through the summer. My parents needed a break from, you know, driving us around Ontario weekend after weekend.
Yeah.
So I think that alone, you know, with the pressure of the parents, too much time being on the ice, they lose the passion for the game, and then they just end up quitting. Instead, where I was always so hungry and so excited to get to the rink because I was only doing it three times a week, where when I was on the ice for an hour, I was so having so much fun that I was giving everything I had, which made me a better player, which my parents loved seeing the effort I was putting in, knowing it was worth what they were putting in.